This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple roads, railways and port projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, these projects will give a new momentum to West Bengal and Eastern India.
आज कोलकाता की धरती से विकास का नया अध्याय लिखा जा रहा है. सड़क, रेलवे और पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इनसे जुड़ी 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है. ये प्रोजेक्ट पश्चिम बंगाल और पूर्वी भारत को नई रफ्तार देंगे. इनसे व्यापार और उद्योग को बढ़ावा मिलेगा.
We now take you live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
बीजेपी सरकार में खौफ हर अपराधी को होगा, खौफ हर घुसपैठिए को होगा, खौफ तुष्टिकरण की राजनीति करने वालों को होगा, क्योंकि कानून अपना काम करेगा, कानून का राज आएगा. ऐसे लोगों को मुंह छिपाने की जगह नहीं मिलेगी. ऐसे अपराधियों को सिर्फ एक ही जगह होगी, एक ही जगह होगी, जेल.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said the double-engine government is working with commitment to transform Barak Valley and make it a developed region. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, the Prime Minister said objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens.
युद्ध से जो स्थितियां बनी है, हमारी सरकार उससे निपटने के लिए हमारे देश के नागरिकों को कम से कम मुसीबत आए, इसलिए हो सके उतने सारे प्रयास कर रही है. हमारा प्रयास है कि देश के नागरिकों पर युद्ध का कम से कम प्रभाव पड़े.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said the people of Punjab are fed up of corruption and misgovernance of the Aam Aadmi Party government. He added that the people of Punjab want development, stability and a government that truly serves them. He said this while addressing Badlav Rally in Moga's Killi Chahlan village. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today said that petrol and diesel are adequately available at retail outlets across the country. In a social media post, the ministry noted it had come to its notice that petrol was being taken in a loose container at a retail outlet in Tamil Nadu. It advised consumers not to take or store fuel in loose or inappropriate containers as it poses serious safety risks. The ministry said the concerned petrol pump has been suspended and appropriate action has been taken. Meanwhile, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, HPCL, has said that more than 15 lakh LPG cylinders were delivered in the country yesterday. In a social media post, HPCL has assured that the bottling plants and LPG distributors are working continuously to ensure that LPG reaches to the doorsteps of citizens hassle-free. An Iranian missile struck the U.S. embassy in Baghdad in Iraq last night, hitting a helipad on the sprawling compound. The Iranian state broadcaster reported that a suicide drone was used to target the radar system at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In Lebanon, an Israeli strike on a health center has killed 12 medical workers in the southern part of the city. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead. Earlier, President Trump said the United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharg Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated. In women's hockey, India will take on England in the final of the FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026 in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.